Digital identity. Who we are on the web. Who holds our data. The new flesh. To graph this new flesh. The computer screen has become the retina of the mind's eye. And reality is less than the network. The time has now come to reclaim that control and embody the new flesh of the web.
The DS-106 could spell in 106 bullets on DS-106 Radio for life.
Welcome to the DS-106 Good Spell, digging into the online course Digital Storytelling 106 from the angle of Mariana Thun's string of 106 pearls of wisdom. In each episode, we'll cover one of the bullet points posted by Mariana at 1:06 a.m. on the 106th post of our DS-106 Tumblr. This is the fourth episode, episodes 3. You can catch up with the other episodes and find out why the fourth episode is episode 3 at http://tinyurl.com/106bullets. My name's John Johnson, I'm in Glasgow, Scotland, and I'm of course joined by Mariana Thunis. Hi Mariana.
Hello, good evening. Not from Scotland, but from England.
And sounding as if you're maybe not English, Mariana.
No, maybe not English. No,
English is good, but where are you from?
Italy. My parents are Italian. That's my background.
Ah, right. Okay.
Yeah, that's nice. I've been here in England for a long, long time now. Okay. The longer I'm here, the lazier I get with my pronunciation, I think.
Yeah, you join the rest of us, I think. You know, we're not paying for it. Anyway, the bullet for this week is continuing with, I think this is the third and last bullet that was taken from something Seth Goodwin said on DS-106, and it's, oh, he didn't say this, you say he has embraced his inner glitch with a new Twitter avatar.
Yeah, and, well, actually he did say it. I was looking through the history on Google Plus, and the actual quote is he says on a comment in one of our posts, he says, "I can now see the inner glitch of all things, and I see that it is good." And then he goes, embracing my inner glitch with a new Twitter avatar. Thanks, Mariana, because he used the one that we, you know, the animated GIF that we talked about in the last episode, sort of, you know, a glitchy pink and blue cityscape thing. And so that was where the inner glitch came in. He could now see the inner glitch of all things. Brilliant. And he sees that it is good.
Fantastic. I think we're almost getting evangelical here. So out of this, the theme, which is maybe easier for people to gloss, is personal cyber infrastructures built with the help of community. And what do you mean by cyber infrastructures?
Well, I think that I had a little conversation because we were hoping to get Seth to be a guest for us tonight, and of course it's the times don't work so well. But I had a little conversation with him, and I've got here just a little chunk of an email that he sent me, and I think it explains it very, very nicely. He says, we were talking about his avatar and about other people's and so on, and he says, "I have always been curious about how we in the DS-106 community have shared and gifted avatars to each other. My Twitter avatar is one that you shared with the community, and I believe that Rochelle and Christina Hendricks have Twitter avatars that were made for them. How interesting that people so far from each other geographically can be so connected that we are sharing and remaking our very representations through one another." And I just thought that was a lovely way of expressing the idea of the personal cyber infrastructure, which of course is the our identity, our sense of who we are and how we how we show up online, as it were. And the reflection that I think, you know, is similar to what led me to write the bullet, which is, how it isn't just, well, I would say it's not just about the art, although, you know, partly, of course, it is, but that there is this underlying thing that, you know, the DS-106 helps us do, which is really to develop our sense of who we are online, both from the perspective of, you know, are we going to be making decisions about, you know, having a domain of our own in the kind of way that, you know, Jim Groom and others recommend and talk about. But also, I think when we don't do that and we use some of these other vehicles to start to be a bit more aware of, you know, some of the implications of that. And we help each other with that, don't we?
Yeah, well, I think, for me, the thing about DS-106 is, I don't think I'm really in it for the art. I'm in it for a couple of things. One is just finding out how this online communication and learning works, and also for the community, who I guess do define you quite often, or help you find the self that you're defining online, and that might be a slightly different self in different spheres online as well. I certainly separate my DS-106 blog from my sort of blog, where I blog about education, as in primary and secondary education in schools and things. I mean, there's some crossover, but I think I've almost got two characters online. As obviously, when I put my Jim Groom glasses on for DS-106, the world becomes a slightly different and much stranger place. So I suppose this it's quite interesting that Seth and Rochelle and Christina had actually almost the picture that you get of them is one that has been given to them by the community. And this idea of defining yourself and how do you define yourself is really interesting, and I think it's one that
I've lost you.
You've lost my sound.
I can't hear you if you can hear me.
Oh, dear, I don't know what's going on. Hi, we Mariana.
A slight glitch there.
Oh, we had a glitch of our own. I think we're still broadcasting okay, so...
Okay, let's hope so. We've got people watching, listening, so they'll tell us if they can't hear us. David is listening, Alan is listening. Yeah. Apparently, Viv might perhaps be awake too, whatever that means. She might be somewhere else.
it's Sunday evening, early Sunday evening. That's a good time for a snooze when you're not defining yourself on the internet. So... We're saying DS-106, just sort of helps you define yourself, and that almost becomes a community definition. And I suppose that's a reflection of real life, where we do define ourselves in the eyes of others, I suppose, if that's not a bit to need to think too much into your own territory. You asked a question, Mariana, that we put up in the Google DS-106 site. Are you in it just for the art? And I don't know how exactly you thought that relates to this question about...
Well, I suppose because I started making the assumption that, as I said at the beginning, I'm not really in it just for the art. For me, a lot of what has been helpful and what I've learned and what I've hung around for is partly the art, but then partly just learning how to be, you know, to engage with the open web in the kind of way that we are able to learn how to do on the DS-106, and feeling supported by a community of people that help me do that. But I was made aware, I can't remember, it may have been Alan, it may have been somebody else, who said that actually I should, or it might even have been you, John, that I should be careful about some of the things I say, because some people are into the DS-106 just for the art. And I was just interested, because of course it just says, you know, DS-106 will bring people in for also for different kinds of reasons. And of course, you know, one, why wouldn't it be that one of the reasons for certain people would be, you know, just, and I put that in quotes, you know, the art and improving their art. And I guess that connected with that is some of the things, because when we put this question out online today, we had a couple of people who responded, and maybe now would be a good time to try and read that, because I think they sort of refer more less to the idea of developing an online identity and learning about what it means to have a personal cyber infrastructure, and it's more about actually self-expression and art. Is now a good time?
Yeah, I think I'll do Ronald's, and you can maybe
okay, go on.
They'll get the voices right. We can't. I don't know where Ronald's from, but I really thought this was great, and that it's the sort of thing that it's really clear, and the sort of thing you wish. Oh, I wish I'd said that. And Ronald says it's the for me, it's a bit more than the arts. It's a desire for self-expressing, which could be art, depending on your definition of the arts. But it's also the craving for learning, the craving to expand my set of tools to manipulate my digital surroundings, video, sound, and images. And it's also taking back some of the power which is in the images, sound, videos of others and making them your own by manipulating these artifacts made by others. It's also the wish to belong to some kind of community where I can share my artifacts and we can discuss each other's artifacts. It's also the purely the fun of creating things. See what happens if I try out stuff. I just thought it was great, you know. Just
Ron is being a kind of is relatively new. He came over from the Rhizomatic Learning course, and he's relatively new, but he has been such a joy to. He engages mostly on Google Plus, and he's just experimenting with anything and everything, isn't he? And it's been a joy to sort of just be part of that enthusiasm with him. But I mean, he's raising both here, isn't he? He's raising the idea of yes, it could be art, and yes, partly it's about what I create, but partly it's also about how I engage with different media, and this thing about taking power back.
Yeah,
I think great. Jim would be very pleased with that.
Yeah, well, I think that's almost, you know, that we can tell our own stories rather than have the media in capital letters tell the stories to us, or, you know. But I thought that was really great.
And then we had Christina Hendricks also respond. And for her it's a little different, perhaps more an emphasis on community. But was she in it just for the art? And she says, I was drawn to the S106 to prove to myself that my old belief that I wasn't creative was false. It worked. I loved it and have stayed because of the people, the community. Whenever I have a question about how to do something, someone always answers. Even when something doesn't work as I'd like, someone points out what did work. Sometimes when I create something, someone else takes it and makes something new from it, which is the best. I wouldn't keep creating if I were doing it just for myself.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And I love this idea that the best thing that can happen is somebody else takes what you've done and does something else with it. That's almost the opposite of copyright, isn't it? It's maybe back to, who was the guy a couple of weeks ago that said we should be copying it right, the glitch artist. But this idea that you gain something by giving up your creation, your learning, and learning from somebody else, working off you, I think is just very powerful.
But here, I think also Christina is talking at the level of, you know, developing an identity and changing the sense of who she is as somebody who wasn't able to be creative, and just changing that through the S106 and through the work that she's done, just changing the sense of her identity as somebody who is creative and who keeps making art, because she keeps coming back and she keeps doing new things as much as she possibly can, which is again a lovely thing to see. So it's identity at a different level. It might not be necessarily, although I'm sure if we were talking to her, she would say that the whole online identity has also been supported by her DS106 work. So we are out of time.
Yeah, we're just about hitting the 15 minutes, so I think we should probably to try and keep to this rough idea, wrap up. Is there anything else you want just to finish off with, Mariana?
No, I think that would be a good place to stop. Just to say, you know, that this whole idea of DS106 working at both levels, the level of creating art, the level of defining your online identity, and having a group of people that can help you learn about openness out in the open web and just learn more about that actually. Is probably what makes it sometimes difficult to grasp for people who are outside it.
Brilliant. And I'm going to just play out with something from Tom Woodward, who, because we're talking about personal cyber infrastructure, if I can get that out in all one mouth, Gardner Campbell is one of the people that inspired this idea in DS106. Tom Woodward is a long-time DS106er who still today is creating assignments on his blog for DS106, and this is a remix of Gardner Campbell talking about the value and the affordances of the web mixed with NAS. And I'm just gonna, it's about five minutes long, so slightly longer show tonight. I'm just gonna let that run now. Good night, folks.
This is always the great deadly zone. Our biochemistry, the neurons. We live in an age of marvels and wonders that don't seem to be making a substantial difference. What a waste. Why is this not happening? We've had the internet, we've had computers, we've had all of this amazing conversation about the possibilities. Is this making a difference? When's the tide turn? When do we actually get to the place where we can say, yeah, we're on the upswing? But we're going to forge through this. We're really going to make it. I've got a good feeling about this. I believe that that is true. It makes me do what I do. Day after day, I say, well, I have a bag of gold. Would you like a bag of gold? And people say, where do you find time for bags of gold? Gold, is that sustainable? 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 No, you spend it. Well, what would you spend it on? What would you like to spend it on? I don't have time for your philosophical questions, Gardner.
So I'm just going to talk over this because Mariana's just pointed out we've got a couple of nice tweets.
And surprise us with the things
David,
we haven't discovered
saying,
about what this can
for
mean.
For me, this was a
but
key liberation.
Means, we may disagree
the
about
idea
what it means,
that I could reclaim.
That. It's a bag of gold. What part of that do you not understand?
The culture I was born into that I don't own.
Oh no, another currency to master.
And Dev says, create art.
I'm not saying that this is going to be
easy
or that it's not going to have problems or be fraught or spawn a whole new wave of Mila cyber computing crime. But if it's going to happen and there are great possibilities there, why does that not make a difference? You know, why hasn't that made people stop and say, oh, I guess I could recapture a sense of wonder? Under these circumstances, it's a bag of gold. What part of that do you not understand? Today's technologies and their consequent environments succeed each other so rapidly that one environment makes us aware of the next. Technologies begin to perform the function of art in making us aware of the psychic and social consequences of technology. We are entering the new age of education that is programmed for discovery rather than instruction. It's a bag of gold. What part of that do you not understand? This is a time of wonders. I would like to graduate a generation of students who will help me hear strange correspondences and grand harmonies that I have not yet imagined. Or maybe we don't have time to amplify our beings that way. We have to do things that don't happen naturally. But once we do those things, we find a bag of gold. I think the disruption we're witnessing today is the disruption on the scale of the development of the written alphabet. Now that I have done it, now that I've arranged it, now that I have thought about it, I'm going to put it out there because it may be valuable to someone. It's a bag of gold. What part of that do you not understand? Because I may find the unmet friend. Because, as was said so memorably by John Mott in his presentation, meaning happens when the two people connect. Thinking aloud, willing to tell the story of the process of the learning. I'd like students to think that they begin their life's work when they come to school. It's a bag of gold. What part of that do you not understand? That's what I'm in it for. It's a bag of gold. What part of that do you not understand?